Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting seventh. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Spillner. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delone for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delone. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to third. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Corcoran moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Corcoran scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara strikes out. 1 out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive towards first. Corcoran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spilner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Manning steals second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delone. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 8-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spilner fields it and has Brookins trapped. Spilner throws to third, and Hara tags Brookins for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters is hit by the pitch. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Peters moves to second. It's 9-0, Tigers. Sandy Whittall now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. DeLone reaches second base with a double. Verizer moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verizer tags and scores. One out. It's 9-1, Tigers. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. DeLone moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Corcoran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-2 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Broemer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Trammell moves to third. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Summers moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Summers scores. Corcoran moves to second. It's 11-1, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Corcoran moves to third. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Duffy Dyer now catching. Pat Underwood now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Delone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Peters is hit by the pitch. Whitaker moves to second. Lynn Jones pinch runs for Rick Peters. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to third. Jones moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delone. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Jones scores. It's 13-1, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Jim Lenteen now playing left field. Dave Stegman now playing center field. Stan Poppy now playing second base. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Harrah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrah is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Gray now playing first base. Dave Rosello now playing third base. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyer moves to second. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosello fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.